Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't yeah. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Tapping, 'cause that's what current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency.
What are you tapped into? Are you tapped into that current of energy that is you, that is me? Are you grounded? Are you feeling your expansiveness? Are you feeling contracted? Are you feeling like, oh, I'm stuck in my own body? You just got to tap in. But you're struggling with tapping in. Well, we're here for you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. We need each other, especially now, even now. So we are grateful to have you. We are grateful to know that you are committed to your own soul transformation as you continue to tap in. Tap in Mukua Ray. If you want to find out more about Mukua Ray, you can go to Facebook. That's where we find everybody now. Facebook.com, Mukua Ray, /Mukua Ray is right there. You can find out. Another website to find him is ReverbNation.com. ReverbNation.com /4directions. ReverbNation.com /4directions.com. Excitement is in the air. Excitement is within me. I feel it all over. All is truly well. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team. We got a guest medium, psychic, just an all-round common person, regular folk. I mean, she's not doing anything we can't do, but she's just an expert in doing everything that we can do. And I am excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm always excited about my guests and the shows that I do. But there's something about Venus that makes me go, ooh. I feel like I've been given a birthday present. And I'm looking forward to open it and see what happens. Because you'll find out. That's all I'm going to say for now. But you're in for a treat. Woo! I told you guys yesterday, or was it yesterday or Monday? I said, after listening to Vina's show, I realized how you guys feel when you listen to me. Because I remember the first show I listened to, I was like, whew, that woman's got some energy. I was like, oh, that's what they say about me too. But it's all good. It is about expressing the passion. You know, there's some of us who just wants to shake up that energy. Wake up, tap in, tune in. She activates your mojo. But calm down, Ade. Slow down, slow down. We welcome you. We welcome you, Life Conversations Radio. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spiritual Tag Team takes place the first Wednesday and second Wednesday of the month. My usual co-host is Betty Pegues, who is also my producer. But today, she said, Ade, you got to have this lady on. I used to listen to her. I love her. I can never get through to her when I call. So I think this will be a perfect opportunity to bring her on the show so I can ask a question. And so much so that I'll give up my hosting and let her have it. I said, that sounds like a good idea, Betty. But Venus is in the house. Spiritual Tag Team. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I welcome all of you in the house. Glenda, Precious One, Tamara, those of you on the phone line. Lots of folksies. Yes, I said folksies. I meant to say that. I did. All these peoples. What is that about, Ade? What's going on? Okay, all the folks and all the people and all the loved ones in the soul family, universal family. Thank you all for being here. And remember, the show is archived, so you can come back and listen, especially when you get your answer. You may want to come back and listen again. You can download the show. And speaking of downloading the show, just support us in spreading the word right now. Tweet the show, like the page that you're on, and share it on all the other social networks. And make sure you follow this network, LifeConversationsRadio.com. On the page that you're on, there's a button at the top that should say follow. Click that. That gives you a regular update. And, yes, when you get regular updates, you'll never miss a show again. Because it's important. It's important to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. Not because we want you to keep coming back, but we just create the place for you to activate your inner resource. Consider us part of your spiritual practice. And this is another reason. Check this out. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I rest my case. Mark Victor Hansen said, we host the best show in the planet. So you don't need to go anywhere. But I got to tell you this. If you must go to another radio station, you can go and listen to Venus, only on Tuesdays, but make sure you come back. We'll tell you more about her radio network. Quick announcements here. I know people are lining up and saying, come on, come on. I want to find out about my relationship. I need a new job. Hurry up. Stop talking. This is my show, okay? As a matter of fact, we're not taking calls today. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Take a breath. Don't get activated or triggered. Just playing with you. If you're new to this radio network, yeah, we'd like to have fun here. We like to have fun. Announcements. Well, regular listeners, you know about Ancestral Blueprints, hosted by myself and my co-producer, Lisa Iverson. And Lisa Iverson is the facilitator of Family Constellations, and she will be hosting she's facilitating a workshop, Family Constellations, at the end of the month here in Atlanta. So I encourage you to get your body in the space and transform your life by connecting with your ancestral blueprints. Lisa helps you connect with your ancestors and understand that we all belong. The soul remembers. And all the secrets that were kept need to be brought into the light. If you want to find out more about Family Constellations, you can go to Lisa's website. It is Family Constellations, like the stars and the planets, familyconstellationswest.com. familyconstellationswest.com. west.com. This Friday, my dear friend and I, dear friend of mine, Dr. Stephanie Sears, might need to drink some water. Let the energy carry me rather than me carry the energy, because when I carry the energy, I'm stumbling all over myself. This Friday, my dear friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, and I are hosting a Business of Being teleconference where we show you, support you how to do business with the universe. And if you missed the ones we did in the past, or you're not on the mailing list, send us an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And make sure you put in the subject box, transform my business now. Transform my business now. Because we want to help you create a business that's an extension of who you are. It's not like there's no need for separation, because we are one. And when your business expresses, become an extension of your spiritual values, who you are, what you want in life, your passion, your joys, everything becomes play. That's what it's about. We're here to have fun. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and my guest, my co-host, my guest medium, spiritual counselor, Venus Andrich. And let me pull up the bio here. And I got some questions for her, because there's some things I want to find out. If you ever listen to her show, oh my God, it takes... You know, I used to say this is reality TV, my network. But reality TV? You mean reality radio? Yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you for reminding me, Ade. Reality radio. But Venus, I mean, she's kind of up there with me. Venus has been a practicing medium and counselor for 30 years, although the talent has been with her for her entire life. She's also an empath and is a clairsentient. Clairaudient and clairvoyant. She's all the clairs, as she puts it. Her clients include regular folk as well as those in Hollywood and government. In recent years, her abilities have expanded to include communication from a non-physical set of energies she calls the high beings. Oh, so she got company. Oh, she brought some friends with her. That's great. Her latest book, Certain Men, How to Unlove Them, Unneed Them, I don't know about that, but anyway, the book is Certain Men, How to Unlove Them, How to Unneed Them, and Replace Them with a Good Guy. Oh, okay. It's a 5-star rated on Amazon.com. You can't unlove us, and you're always going to need us. Stop it. Read the bio. Okay. Venus shows women how they can access and repair their current romantic relationship, or seek out a new one, healthier ones. The book is based on her experience of psychically helping hundreds of people and is packed with their stories as well as her own. She's the host, she was the host of Dear Venus on Hay House Radio for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And now she's hosting same show actually, Dear Venus, on Contact Talk Radio is where you can find her. I'm going to bring her in here when I figure out which tab and button I need to push and something else I want to do before I bring her on. Oh yeah, that's what I was going to do. And just want to let you know that she's got the juju. She is just, no, she doesn't have the juju. She has the mojo. Hello, Venus. How are you doing?
I'm good. You sound good too.
Yes,
we're going to have fun, aren't we?
Oh, I can't wait. I am enjoying it. I'm excited. And it's just great thing. So I've got so many questions. But before I start, I got to ask you this question that I always ask my guests.
Okay.
The first question I want to ask you, though I've read your bio, I've talked about you, I've given my perspective, what I think of you, I want to ask you, who are you? Who is Venus Andrich?
Well, darn good question. I am many things. I am very complex, as most of us are. But what I mainly do, what I like to do, one of the things I like to do is just clear myself out and let the beings work through me and whoever's out there, high beings, and help people. That's just one of my big jobs. But I, you know, I'm also an artist. I do a lot of artwork, painting, where I put the mojo energy into it. I write books. I counsel people over the phone. Oh, my gosh. You know, when people ask me, who are you? What do you do? I'm like, it's hard for me to find an answer because you know how it is in life. There's so many things to do, and you've only got a certain amount of time. You got to keep running to get them all done.
Yes, indeed. You got to keep running, keep moving.
Right.
So here's the thing. I was listening to your show, and Betty told me about your show, and she said, you come. I said, let me go listen to the show. I'm listening. I got the headphones on. I'm working on the computer. And the callers called in, and they said, oh, I just wanted to know if you could send us something like send me a mojo. And you're like, okay, I'm going to send you a mojo. And you go, woo, wee, woo, bang, bang. I'm like, what is this woman doing?
Yes.
Is that a joke? And then I listened to another show. I'm like, okay, this mojo thing, I don't really know about it. So tell us about this mojo thing that you do.
Okay, yeah, I was talking to Betty just before the show, and I said, my gosh, if the listeners don't know about me and what I do, they're going to be kind of shocked. I'm kind of shocked, too. But as I was growing up, I'm one of six children. Often we kids were, you know, whining around, oh, I don't have a boyfriend, I have pimples, I'm unhappy, you know, adolescents and kids. And my mother would finally have enough of it, and she'd hop up out of her chair and say, you need a mojo. And then my wonderful mother, sweet, pure-minded mother, gorgeous woman, she would jump out of her chair and she would just like have a fit of some kind. She'd be throwing her arms and legs around and she'd be yelling, mojo, mojo, and making all kinds of noises and throwing energy at us. And she just looked so ridiculous and out of character that we would end up laughing hysterically, you know, which got us out of our stinky moods. But then we would find that often good things would happen to us. We'd get a boyfriend, or the pimples would clear up, at least for a while, or other things would happen. And so we just became used to that. It became just normal for us. And I've been working with people for many, many years, and I've done all kinds of counseling. I used to do it in person and hypnosis and readings, and, you know, and now it's just strictly over the phone and the radio. But at some point, and I can't remember when this happened, but somebody had some issue, and I just heard myself say, oh, you need a mojo, or something like that, you know, and so I just did what my mother did. I would scoop all this energy out from the universe, which I seem to be in touch with. Like, I think I heard you say I have a lot of energy. I do. I'm very lucky that way. But I think you and I just sort of scoop it up from the universe. Anyway, and so I subliminally, subconsciously asked for the right thing, and I brought it through, and I bammed this person with it. It was on the radio or over the phone. I can't remember which. And I was making all these different noises and whatever came out. And the person, of course, was like, what? And then they started laughing and laughing. And, I mean, I didn't care, but I felt like an idiot, you know. But then they were saying things like, you know, wow, I felt that. I'm buzzing all over. And I started doing it more and more, and people would say, oh, I'm hot, or I'm dizzy. People would email me, it's 3 days later, I'm still buzzing. And then they would say, well, after you did that, this happened, that happened. And pretty soon I started to think, well, maybe I'm doing something. Maybe it works. And my daughter, you know, of course, she has her own radio show, too. She's a reader, and she's got a lot of talents, but she won't do the mojo. She would never embarrass herself like that in front of the public, so she lets me do them all. I don't mind embarrassing myself, apparently, and it just comes through me. So I'll be working with people over the phone or on the radio, and I'll just be going along, and all of a sudden I'll come out with something like, bam, boosh, you know, or whatever it might be, and I go, oh, sorry, that just came through, and then sometimes if they don't know me, I have to explain, you know, that this is perfectly okay. I'm pretty much normal otherwise. but then it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I bring through more, bring through different. And then I'm an artist and I paint. And so I put all this mojo, good energy, into my paintings. And I do paintings and I do wall switches. I decorate them, and you flip on the switch, and the good mojo pours into your room, And so I set up a website for that, artmojos.com. That's with a plural, artmojos.com, artmojos.com. And so I sell there. I think I'm very reasonably priced. And then when people order them, I give them a personal mojo, whatever they want, to go into the painting just for them and write it on the back. And so I started doing that. And then I went to MP3s, which I have on my site, where I do specialized mojos for different things with music and a certain cadence or beat. And whatever comes through at every time, you can check my website for those. Can I give you that?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
God is always happy. God is always happy. GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. And so now it's just become part of the way I operate. And when I'm on the radio show, like you heard, the Dear Venus show, I try and throw out a mojo or two with every show, because in all the archive shows, I mean, the energy still works and people really love that. And so it's sort of taken over my life, if you want to know. And so when I do sessions with people now over the phone, where I work with people, I work by the minute, and at the end I turn off the clock and I give everybody a personal mojo. Mm. So whatever it's whatever it comes through, whatever the beings feel is good for them. So I don't know what set me off here. You must have asked me about the mojos.
Yeah. And you answered the question. Yes, indeed. I got one more question I want to ask you before we take calls. But, you know, it's funny when you talked about your mom saying, what you need is a mojo. And you're like, what? And you guys were laughing. And then suddenly now you're sounding like your mother and helping people. Sounding like your mother. Isn't that a gift?
It's true. And my mother passed. She died last November. Mm. And she showed up now several times when I've been working with people that had particular issues that she was familiar with. And people have started to say, you know, you really look like your mother. I don't know. She must be pretty darn close. But if people laugh when I send a mojo, that's fine, because it just brings it in to your body more, the good energy. But I do other things too. You know, I'm an empath and a telepath, and I can read minds, but I only work for good. I want to make that clear. I only help people.
Right. Let me ask you that, since you went there, because that's the thing that I was like, that's another thing. I was sitting down there working on my computer. You did the mojo. I'm like, okay, she's pretty happy. I guess God is always happy. And then a caller called in. She was going through a divorce. And she said, I want you to find out what he's thinking of, something like that. And you said, well, let me go ask him. I was like, whoa, I don't know about that. And you were like, I said, that I need clarification. So when you said you can read people's mind, what is that? Tell us what that's about, because you'll probably be doing that today. So let's just lay a foundation.
Yeah. Okay, so I was born with that, but I didn't know what was wrong with me for like 38 years. Mm. And then I had a friend, an active psychic, tell me, says, I know what's wrong with you. You're an empath. You pick up on everybody's thoughts, their feelings, and you think they're yours. So I was always sick. I was always depressed. I was this. I was that. Well, it wasn't me. And when she told me this, I just couldn't believe it. I said, oh, no. That can't be so. And she said, well, test it out. So I went to a mall, and I sat on a bench, and I practiced. I imagined that I went into the mind of various people who walked past me. And I'd go in, and I'd go, oh, my God, it was different. It wasn't me. And I'd pull out, and I'd go, oh. She's right. So then I started working with it, and I started practicing on my friends, and I would say, can I go into your head and see what you're thinking, or can I do this or that? And sure, and yeah, they loved it. I remember one of the first times I went into a friend, went into her head, and I felt this odd thing in her head, like a pressure, and I mentioned it, and she said, oh, yes, my first husband kicked me in the head. And ever since, I've had a pressure, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger in there. I said, oh, well, really? Let me work with it. And so I did some work in there with, I don't know what I was doing, just whatever I'm led to do, you know. And she felt me in there. A lot of times you will feel me in your head, your body, whatever, when I'm working with you. And then she told me later it gradually went away and never came back. But so for a number of years, I would just practice on people, and I got pretty darn good at it, and I learned that I could know what people were thinking, and I'm also able to put thoughts into people's heads. But what I always do is whenever I work with anybody, like if I talk to somebody today on the show and they want me to look into somebody, I'll say, okay. And the first thing I'll do is go into that person's head, make a connection with them, feel them, become them, and then I'll take their essence, in a sense, to whoever they want me to look into, dead or alive, by the way, because I'm also a medium for the dead. And
what about their walking dead?
You talking to them? No. Sometimes it seems that way, right? Well, anyway,
right.
So what I do is when I go into somebody's head, they don't consciously know I'm there, but they do know at a deeper level. And I always say, I'm a friend of so-and-so. May I talk to you? I say, I'm only here to help. You don't have to tell me anything you don't want to. And they say yes or no. And if they say no or they back off or something, I leave. I'm only here to do good. And I've also learned when I talk to somebody who asks for my help, I ask them, I need the first name. I don't need the last name. I just need a first name, approximate age, color of hair, whatever color it is at the moment, what kind of work they do. It helps me find the right person. Because as you can imagine, there's a lot of Toms and Marys, and there's a ton of them out there, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I need to find them, and I also need to find out exactly what you need to know. Because when I go into someone's head, this is very important, I have learned that whatever I say to them or whatever I'm thinking, they think they're thinking. So if I take something in there you don't want them to know, I've spilled the beans. So I do ask questions about, you know, details, some details.
Right. Well, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Ready? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say about the telepathy. That runs in the family. I mean, the whole thing does. I'm the first daughter of a first daughter of a first daughter, and we don't know how far back, and my daughter's a first daughter, and her daughter's a first daughter, and my granddaughter, Alexi, is a telepath. I mean, we knew that right from when she was a toddler and could talk. She would say things that other people were thinking or that we were thinking. She's got the same thing. Poor girl. It's a heavy cross I'll drag around.
I try
not to listen to people when I'm out and about and I'm not working. Believe me, I'm not reading all your minds. I don't want to, because most people's minds, you don't want to be in there.
Oh, man, I was just sending you a good vibrational thought just now. You didn't even read it. Okay, well, I'll stop thinking.
Well, I better stop talking.
But, you know, that's a funny thing. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. But that's the thing. You know, I remember I was having a conversation with someone, and this idea of being able to read people's mind, and it was like, it sounds like a great idea. But if you really just sit still and think of being able to hear what people are thinking, it could drive you insane if you have no control over it.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Can you imagine? I mean, for me, my own thought itself is enough. It's like, oh, stop thinking. Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
So,
yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to start taking calls. And the number is 347-426-3346. Those of you who are listening online, if you want to call in, we may take call questions in the chat room, but first priority is on the phone, because it's a lot easier. If you want to find out more about Venus while we take a break, you can go to her website. It is God is always happy, so you should be. It's easy to remember. God is always happy, and we are daring you on Life Conversations to live your best life. We'll be right
Life
back.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Yes, indeed. We are committed to moving you from where you are to where you want to be. The number is 347-426-3346. And all those of you that are listening online right now, live, the guests, if you want to interact in the chat room, you got to register with Blog Talk Radio so that you can interact in the chat room. Other than that, you can call in 347-426-3346. And Venus, while we get ready to take calls, I want you to send a good mojo for my co-producer, Betty Piggies. She needs her energy aligned so she can feel real grounded. And she's still working behind the scene hard. So please send her some loving mojo. Please, please, please send her some mojo.
I can. I already sent her one, you know, before the show started.
Oh,
did you
great.
Know that?
Okay. You
did
ladies
you know
are
that?
Always ahead of us. No, I didn't, but I was just...
yeah, but I can send her some more. Vroom, vroom, vroom. There's a little one. I got you, too.
Yes.
Bam, bam. Woo, mojo, woo.
There you go. Let's do it now. Let's bring it on. There's a mojo. Yeah, that was a mojo for my regular listeners. Like, what? Okay, here you go. Let's go to Kefir. Kefir from Washington, D.C. He has a question about career. Kefir, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. What's your question?
Okay, my question is that I'm kind of confused about what I should be pursuing right now. Right now I work in HR, but I have a lot of talents. A lot of talents in the art. I did arts in the past and actually won a lot of awards. I'm really talented with music. Also, I mean, I have a lot of talents as well. I do oracle readings. I can say I have a little bit of psychic energy in myself. The only reason why I say that much is because I notice all of my metal rings and all of my metal jewelry after a while start to bend on me into it's bend in such an angle that it's impossible for me to physically do it. So my question is just where should I go right now? And I also have the interest into going to, as we spoke, a natural healing, but I just need a good amount. I was thinking about if I can use my talent to help me pay for my way to go back to school and also to support myself right here, because HR is not what I want to do. I have too much creativity to be pushing papers, and I'm just kind of lost because I'm good at everything that I do, but I'm not sure what talent
okay.
should I pick on and hone on, and that will ultimately serve.
Your answer's already waiting, Kefir. Your answer's waiting for you. She's
okay.
ready.
Hi.
Would you
spell your name for me, please, so I can
okay.
visualize?
My name is Kefir. I was born under my name, under Sean, S-E-A-N.
No, I want to know the name you go by. Would you spell that, please?
K-E-F-A.
Kefir. Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 26.
And where do you live? What city, state, whatever?
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm going to come into your head. Is that okay?
Go, by all means, go ahead.
Okay, and if you feel me, don't worry. All right, Kefir. All right, you know, when I'm on the radio, I always have to keep talking or making noise. You can't have dead sound here. But when I'm working with somebody in person or, I mean, rather over the phone, I get quiet. But here we go. Kefir, I'm coming into you now. Okay. Yes, indeed. You do have a lot of talents. You have a very unique energy that I'm feeling. And, you know, you can make anything happen. You have all of these talents and abilities, yes, but the overriding thing is you have a certain particular kind and type of energy that can make things happen. Do you know this about you?
I sort of do. I do.
Okay.
I do.
So what they're telling me when I say they, the high beings and or whoever,
uh-huh.
whatever, works through me to give you, so I'm
uh-huh.
just passing along what I hear. They're telling me that you need to concentrate on this energy you have and to start practicing with it with small things, like you might decide there's one small thing you want to do or have. Start thinking about it coming together. Also, you need to think, you know, go through everything, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whatever, and choose something, anything that you could be happy doing out of all the things you mentioned. And you need to sit and think about it. It's like picture it in front of you like it's in physical form. Make it in any form you want to that you can see. What they're showing me through your eyes is that you can look outwards and you can see things like in visions. You can picture things.
Yes.
Are you aware of this? Okay.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. And so you just picture this, you see it, and then you put all of your thought on it and all of your energy and you build it. You see this particular thing happening. Like, let's say it's your work for or your art, for example. You picture what you want to do, what kind of art, how, where you want it to go. You make the whole thing out here in the ethers right in front of you. You build it. And there's color to it, and there's three-dimensional. And after you build it, you're putting energy into it, but then you go, woo! And you put energy from yourself into it to make it come alive. That's what they're telling me about you, and you can do this. And you're going to find that as you do this, you're going to be able to do this work with energies, with all kinds of things. You might even want to use it metaphysically, working with people, animals, anything, so it's going to spread itself out. In the meantime, to keep body and soul together, and the nickel's coming in, right? You're going to have to just have a real job, a regular job, but just think of it as a blessing that you have something to support you while you are building this other life. You've heard this the saying, building sandcastles in the air. That's what you're doing, but yours are real, and you're giving them life. You're putting energy into them, blood, bone, and breathing, and they become alive, you see?
Okay.
And so, and what the beings are doing here, now, what I always feel is the beings bring people to me. So the only people who come to me, work with me over the radio or in my private readings, over the phone, they're brought to me. So now you have this connection with them, and you can call on them at any time if you need help. Or you could always email me and we could talk privately or whatever, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay. And I'll be brief. One last point, I'll just go. I'm currently in school now, and I feel like it's taking all of my time. Like, as soon as I get home, it's straight schoolwork, and I don't have time to do any of those, but this is for something that I do not want to do. I just took it because it's free. Would you recommend, should I let go of that? Because I don't want to pursue this, but I thought it might be good just to have something, but
what
I don't want to.
What is it? What are you saying?
It's health IT.
Well, you know, when you say, just logically, when you say, I took it because it was free, but I have no interest, I would say, drop it, because now you have another interest. Use the time you were at school to do the thing that I just described that's going to make your life explode and happen in a good way. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Okay,
yes,
darling.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Adi.
You're very welcome, Kefa. It's no accident that you're working at Human Resources. That's a hint there for you. It's not an accident. Human Resources, because you got lots of it. Well, let's go straight to Rachel. Rachel is calling from California, and she's unemployed, looking for guidance in finding work. Rachel, go for it.
Hello there.
Hi, Rachel. Where are you in California?
I'm in Northern. San Francisco area.
Okay, and how old are you? What color is your hair at the moment?
I'm 55, and my hair color? Hair color is blonde, but it needs some highlights. Yeah.
It just helps me hone into you to get these little details. And also, I always find that my listeners on the radio shows, they like to picture the people that I'm talking to, and they like to hear some juicy details of their lives so they can really get into it too. And I even have people out there in Radio Land who practice. As I work with people, they go in and see what they can see and match what I'm matching. And so now there's a lot of stuff going on here. So, Rachel, why don't you...
I'm 5'7" and I'm very physically fit. So there.
Good. So there, right. All right. So what do you need to know, honey?
I've been looking for a job for quite some time, a new career position, and I am running into roadblocks. Do you see something coming for me soon? And how am I going to connect with that position? How am I going to find it?
Are you working right now?
I am not.
Okay. You know, it's so funny. Since everything happened, all the economy went down, et cetera, I used to have all these questions about love, relationships. Now it's money, work. Not nearly as interesting. For me, anyway. Okay, so let me see. Rachel. Okay, were you working before? If so, at what?
Yes. I had a career position, a senior management position for 16 years, which I left last year.
For 16 and years, okay. All right, senior management position. Sounds boring to me. Maybe it was. I'm glad you left there. Okay. All right, let's see what's happening with Rachel. I'm opening up here to the beings. And Rachel, I'm going to come into you. I assume it's okay since you called. So I'm coming into your head. Rachel, I'm going to be you. Yes, I want to feel like what it's like to feel physically fit. I could use some of that. Okay. Rachel, I'm feeling you now. Okay. Let me just feel you. Oh, I see flowers and I see outdoors. Let me see what this means. It's often like playing charades here with pictures I get. I see a beautiful white flower with yellow center. And I see the outdoors and some cabin. Have you ever thought of something radically different, maybe? Working outdoors, working with plants, landscaping, even in the forest service. Is this just totally off the track here with you? Or what do you...
It is off the track. I'm not an outdoorsy type of person, though I do go for nature walks really early in the morning.
Well, that's a start, right. Well, they're trying to tell me something here about you. So what I would say is you need to do something radically different than what you've been doing. And you may think, oh, but I'm trained for this and that and this and that. Well, there's some reason I said when you told me your work, what a bore, you know. It's like it doesn't suit you somehow. Mm-hmm. It feels like this is an opportunity for you, even though a time of worry and wonder, when will I work, what will happen? They're saying you need to look for something higher and better because this picture I see is up higher and to the left when I'm looking at you. You need to look at something maybe that you'd only daydreamed about or that you had an interest in but never thought of it as a business. It might even be in travel somehow.
I love travel.
Yeah, travel, that word came in. So it may be involved with the travel industry or living in other places than you live now, and working from there. What they're saying is, I see them opening up an energy hole for you in front of you right now. A lot of energy. They're opening up bigger and bigger, wider and wider, so you can see farther and deeper than you've been seeing. So you can go outward into this to find your best work. It's going to take some detective work, looking around, looking for opportunities. But the major thing is you're open your mind, open. They keep getting those words and seeing this hole open into good things, ether, way out there. Okay, so what they're going to do, they're going to give you some energy for this. They're coming right behind you with this energy. Woo! 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 Boom! Boom! Woo! Ah! It's like, wow! Opening you up and making you aware of opportunities they're going to be bringing into your life. I know this is all pretty nebulous right now, but it's a changeover. It's something totally different. Maybe you're thinking, I would have said, oh, do this or that, and this is coming up. That's not what I'm seeing, so I can only say what I see. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, but, you know, whatever you're going into here is going to be fun. You're going to enjoy yourself.
I am open to change. I am open. I just don't know how to get from point A to point B.
Well, start looking into the travel industry. Other countries, other places, travel industry. There's all different things involved with that. Just start sort of foodling around on the computer, Googling things.
Okay. All right, Rachel. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
And I send you good wishes. You'll be fine. You've got the energies at your back now. They're working with you, okay?
And you've been mojoed. When you get
you
mojoed.
You have been mojoed. All right.
You've been mojoed. You've been mojoed with the Oprah version. You've been mojoed. Okay,
yeah,
the number 347-426-3346. We got a lot of callers. We'll get to what we can get to. Venus, let me ask you this question. There are some people asking questions in the chat room. Would you want anything else other than just their question? Because when I go to it, I want to have everything you need if I can get to it. Do you need anything more than the question?
I need what I said, a first name of them, their age, and people they're asking about, and exactly what they need to know. And it's harder in a chat room because I don't have the personal connection,
right.
But I do that on my show, too. I'm teaching myself to do more all the time. So, you know, like I tell everybody, if I haven't done it before or whatever, I'm always willing to look like an idiot, you know. I'll try it. I'll do whatever.
There, you got it, folks. You know what to do now. 347-426-3346. This is Spiritual Tag Team. Let's go to Gwen, who has a question. Go ahead, Gwen.
Hello. Hi,
Hello.
Gwen. How are you? Good. How are you? Fine, honey. Where are you?
I am in Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. And how old are you? Color hair at the moment?
I'm 47,
mm-hmm.
And my hair is black brown.
Okay. I always say, what color is your hair at the moment? Because women especially have to rummage through their minds, what color was it, you know? I need it now because I'm looking for you as you are right now. Okay, go ahead, Gwen. What do you need today?
Well, my question is, am I heading in the right direction in regards to my spiritual path?
Okay, well, let's get some more information here again for me and my listeners because we don't want to bore them out there.
Okay.
Do you have more of a detail of your spiritual path? Do you want to just give us a little bit of stuff and then I'll go into it?
I've been told that I can do mediumship work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open psychically, but what I really would like to do is to basically find work where I'm excited about and that I really enjoy.
Okay. Okay, well, let me hop in and look. All right, so I'm going into Gwen in Boston, Massachusetts. Gwen. Okay, I'm in. I'm looking through your eyes, feeling you. I feel kind of a pause point in your head. Have you been kind of paused and just thinking, not really thinking, but more like feeling, to see what drops in, to see what feels right to you?
Yes.
I feel this space there, which is nice. It's a nice space, like, let's see, where will I go? What will I do next?
Yes.
It's a nice, cool feeling. Interesting. All right, so let's see. Is Gwen on her spiritual path the correct one? Let's see, what would Gwen most resonate to? You have an ability to look at people, things, and situations and see them clearly. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad. It's nice when I don't have to convince people. because looking through your eyes, that's what I see you doing. I see you like you will look at an event, a situation, a place, a person, and you just coolly observe them.
Yes.
I keep getting this word, coolly observe, which is nice.
Yes.
You have to be able to do that in order to help people.
Yeah.
It's harder if you jump right in and get mixed up in their muddle and then you're freaking out
yes.
with them.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why it's so hard for us to work with ourselves because we tend to jump into our own muddles and freak out
this
and don't see
true.
Clearly. So back to your question, I think you would be good at helping people with situations, kind of like what I do. I get a lot of work with people who are confused or they need help with their work or their boyfriend, girlfriend,
yes.
Whatever it is, whatever the situation, and I'm able to just assess the situation, and I'm saying this in detail so you can follow this example if you wish, and I can get rid of all the extraneous stuff that they're clinging to, all the pieces that don't need to be there, and just tell them exactly what I see, and here's what I think you should do about it. Now, in my case, what I do is I go in and help things change, to make things better for people. Let me get back to you and see what else you can do here. So looking at Gwen, people would like to talk to you because you seem real well balanced.
Yes.
And they can talk to you and feel confident that you're assessing them, you're thinking about it, you're looking at it, and you come up with the best idea, ideas, or observations. And so they feel like they could go and see you or call you and get good common sense advice. And you know how rare that is?
Wow.
Gwen, do you know there's hardly any common sense out there? I mean, that's just my observation. I think it's more rare than genius, frankly. Wow.
I do.
Oh, my
people,
God.
So many people just don't seem to have common sense. Now, I feel that you do, and so use that along with your abilities. And, yes, you're going in the right direction. Just keep doing what you're doing. Start practicing like I told you I did. Just start practicing. Ask your friends, can I practice on you? You know, and, you know, they're not paying you. Why not? And they'd love to have you work on them. And then eventually I started out charging like a dollar a minute, you know.
Oh.
Did that for many years until I got really good, and then I got on Hay House, and then I was overwhelmed with work. You know, I just was so overwhelmed. I would have to take 2 or 3 months off at a time because I was sick. People were making me sick, you know, with all their problems. I guess I'm telling you this because you don't want to do that to yourself.
Exactly.
If you're going to go into this kind of work, you need to use your logical, cool mind, pace yourself, and only take a certain amount of people a day and take breaks and take days off. And obviously, I'm telling you this because you're going to need to know that they're telling me to tell you this.
Okay.
So it looks good. So just get in there and start working.
I mean,
just start practicing and let it take you off. Okay, honey?
Thank you very, very much, Venus.
You're welcome, Gwen. Thank you.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gwen. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, you're listening to Spiritual Tag Team. The number is 340-426-3346. Lots of calls. We're going to get through it. My guest today is medium, spiritual counselor. She's an author, a radio host, an artist, and I call her the Mojo Queen. If you want to find out more about her, if we don't get to you, you can go to her website. It's God is Always Happy. Don't listen to what other people are telling you. God is always happy. Don't let me go into one. God is always happy. Let's take the next call. It's Celeste. Okay, work with me here. Here we go. Celeste, what's your question?
Hi, Celeste.
Actually, hello, Venus. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, I'm 41. My hair is brown-black.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very close connection to my mother who has transitioned. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind seeing if you can see if she has a message.
Sure.
And her name is Linda. Linda Lee.
Linda Lee. Okay.
Yes.
How old was she when she passed? How long ago?
Do you want her lie age or her real age?
Give me both.
Okay. My mama was 27 when she died, but she was also 63.
Okay. How long ago did she pass over, and what did she die of?
December 17, 2005, breast cancer.
All right, Linda Lee. Let me go looking for Linda Lee. Linda Lee. Wasn't there a song, Linda Lee, or am I remembering wrong? Well, she sounds like a song to me. Linda Lee.
She is. Wow. I just got Barbara Ann because she loved the Beach Boys.
Okay, Linda Lee. I'm looking for her out here. I just have to wait until she comes in, so I'll just be singing a little song here. Linda Lee, Linda Lee, Linda Lee.
Oh, wait, you know what? She did not go by Lee. Linda Lee. That's just her first and second name. She went by Linda.
Okay. I'm sure
she would be shady that way.
And you're Celeste, right?
Yes.
No other names. Okay. Just checking.
Oh, wait. She called me Sean. Venus, you are so good.
All these names and numbers. Like,
oh,
come on,
my
give
God,
it up.
Really, you people are really working me today. I have to keep everything in my head.
Ooh,
and you know
what? You made me teary-eyed since I've seen you.
You what?
You've been making me teary-eyed for 3 days.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know why. Well, anyway, maybe because you knew you'd get on and we'd go find your mom. Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's especially difficult when I'm out of my head in this sort of trance-like, whatever you want to call it, state, when I have to keep all these names and facts in my head, so I may come back and ask you the same thing over and over. Don't be alarmed.
That's okay. I'm fine.
I lose things. Okay. All right. I'm looking for Linda, for Sean, Celeste, Linda Lee, Linda. Okay, just give me a second here. I feel her coming. Oh. Hi, honey, she says. She's just real bouncy. She's real bouncy. And she's showing me a picture. It just makes no sense, but I've learned to say whenever I see a picture of her in, like, brown shoes with white socks, I think what she's showing me is that she's much younger now. She's back to even her childhood, youth, adolescence, something like that. You know, we can do that when we die. We can be any age we want to. And she's bounding in,
and she's wearing her hair longer and sort of turned under. She may have done that when she was younger. I don't know. Okay, so Sean Celeste has been waiting to contact you. Some part of her knew she, but we would make connections. Is there anything you want to say? Oh, she just throws off all these lights when I asked her that. All kinds of shimmering lights, things like icicles, just shimmering all over, just crackling sounds. I've never seen this before. Energy is good, and it's shimmering, and those icicles. Did you say she died in December?
Yes.
Oh, that might be it. And also Christmas. It's sort of something about Christmas and December and winter. And she just wants you to know it's her. I'm always delighted when so-called dead people come through and they give us evidence, because there's always those who are like they were in life and they say, oh, I'm fine. Tell them I love them. I go, give me some evidence, you know. Don't make me look like a jerk. She's trying to show me things here. So what else can we tell your daughter here? She says, I'm fine. And she's showing me some money, bills, greenbacks, and she's riffling them in her hands. Have you been worried about money? Or is there a money issue here?
Yes.
Have you been worried about it?
Yes, because I've been thinking about leaving my job and stepping out in more spiritual path.
Okay.
I've been worried about it.
Okay. Well, she's got all these green bills and she's flipping them. So let me ask her. I think she just wanted you to know. She knows you're worried about money. So, Mom, are you able to see anything, or do you want to give some motherly advice about her leaving her job and stepping out into more of a metaphysical path? Your mom, she's so funny. She just sprouted this huge pair of angel wings. You know, it's sort of in fun. When I said, do you want to give her some advice? And she's like laughing with me like, oh, now you think I'm an angel. I can do this kind of... Was your mother, did you have a good sense of humor like this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I get it from her.
Yeah. Okay, so let me get back to her. She's playing with me here. we're enjoying each other. Okay, so, all right, Mom. Now, how about some good advice from Mom? You know, she wants her mother's advice. So what would you tell her to do in this situation? She says, oh, honey, I want you to be happy.
Oh, my God.
She sees you moving outwards and being able to speak with her and get in touch with her with the work you're doing and the way you're training yourself. And what's happening right now is you are, in fact, in her. Your energy is being pulled across like a bridge-like effect and into her. You may even feel her now.
Mm-hmm.
You feel her?
Feeling her? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, that's what's happening. Ooh, it's so exciting. oh, I love it. And so you are with her at this moment in time as we're talking, and she's reveling in it, and so are you. And she said this bridge will be there now from now on, but she cautions you. She says, don't be over here with me all the time, because you've got to stay stable and balanced. Yeah. She says you have to stay stable and balanced in your life where you are. She says, I know you. It's going to be a big temptation for you to just run on over to your mom over here on the other side where it's more fun, let's say. She said, but there are times when you do that, and she'll push you back gently and say, now, you're on the earth, and when you're on the earth, you're there to manifest and make things and live the earthly life. You're not here to be on the earth but live on the other side. That makes no sense for most of us.
I got it.
Okay. So, thank you, Mom. That's not the question I asked, but that's the answer she gave you. So, Mom, can we be more mundane here? What about the money? What about the job? Let's see if she knows. Because, you know, just because people are dead, they don't have all the answers. We think they do, but they don't. What would you suggest that your daughter do here? Well, you need to keep body and soul together.
I got it. I know what she's doing. Oh, my gosh. It just hit me.
What?
My mom really, really loves where I am. You know, seriously.
Okay.
She does. They're very beautiful people here.
Okay.
And she's on the other side. And when you said I am happy, that she wants me to be happy, that's her dying words to me.
Mm.
And it's so simple, because, you know, anybody can say that anybody's mother would say that to them. But
right.
She meant it, and it was very clear, I just want you to be happy. And she had tears in her eyes, and not running over to the other side. She always,
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop because I know there are other callers, Venus.
Well, but, you know it's her, and you know you're okay. I feel, just before you leave, I just want to say I feel you're okay if you stay where you are while you you don't have a whole lot more work to do to open up yourself psychically. You're already wide open. You can start working with it right now and working with people. You can still, I want you to know and everybody to know, you can still have a real job and operate within the confines of the earthly sphere. In fact, it's even better, you know, because then you can, you're more in touch with people as long as you're grounded and your feet have roots in the earth, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you'll know, she just said, you'll know when it's time for you to leave where you are now and do more of this, but just stay balanced. Your mom is so strong with you, and you're so strong there with her. It's just like you're going to have trouble keeping yourself grounded for a few days here, perhaps.
I usually do, and that's why the gentleman that you're with right now is my, well, was my life coach and a very good friend, so he helps me stay balanced.
Oh,
and
good.
Betty. And Betty as well, because she, I didn't even have to ask her the question. Psychically, she knew. I said, Betty, you know what I want.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Well, you're fine. I'm not worried about you at all. You are well taken care of. I love your mother. She's just a doll.
Thank you. I love her,
right.
too. Please tell her that, though she knows it.
Oh, she knows.
Together.
She's listening. She's still here. She may even hang around a while. She seems like the type. She wants to listen in and see what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Venus.
You're so welcome.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank
Bye,
you,
darling.
Celeste. We're going to take a call, but before we take the call, AJ, you're next. We're coming to you. We're going to take a break. We want to give Venus a break because, yes, she can connect heaven. She can download heaven on earth, but she needs to get her body to adjust, drink some water. Be patient. We're going to try and get to every – well, we're going to try to get to as many calls. Let me be clear about what I'm saying. you're listening to Spiritual Tag Team and Life Conversations Radio. We host shows Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a lot of shows, Spiritual Tag Team, Conscious Parenting, Ancestral Blueprints, Ask Life Coach Ade. Just follow the page, share with your friends and family, and you get all the updates that you need. And let's be friends on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio. You'll find a page on there. Venus Andrich's page on website, that's what I was going to say, is God is Always Happy. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace?
Yes, indeed. This is the gifts of the goddess, Karen Drucker. If you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website, karendrucker.com. Karen, like a trucker, truck, Drucker with a D. KarenDrucker.com, Gift of the Goddess. I got a little secret for you guys. Those of you that, you know, if any chance we don't get to, well, even if we do get to you, I want you to really listen to this conversation. Though you may think that's not your question, listen, because there's only one mind, one thought. If someone is asking a question, there's something that can relate to what you're dealing with. So be aware if we don't get to you. Just stay present, stay aware, stay open. We're going to try and get to as many calls as possible, and I'm getting calls in the chat, questions in the chat room, a private chat. Y'all making me work hard. I need an extra mojo. No, I'm but I want to ask Venus a question. There's a general question in the chat room, which I don't know if I can find it. Karen, thank you for that gift of the goddess. We can just kind of fade you down. We are ready to receive indeed. So, Venus, here's a quick question, just a general question. The question in the chat room, if I can find it, said, what can we do to psychically protect ourselves? That's memory, reading from memory, because I want to go back to it. But the person said, what can we do to psychically protect ourselves in a not-so-kind world?
Wow, you know, that's a big, good question, because we're all suffering, because we are all sensitive from some degree to another. And a lot of people who listen to your show, I'm sure, are sensitive themselves, and we're all busy out picking up everybody else's stuff, and it's like a wind that blows. You never know, will it blow good or ill?
Right.
I can only tell you what I do, and I have to always be alert and aware, because a lot of times I forget that I need to protect myself. It's especially hard around family, husbands, wives, friends, you know, because you forget to protect yourselves, right?
Yes,
and they can
indeed
be the worst ones, and before you know it, man, you're underwater. So first step is, you know, be very aware of what you're feeling. Like if you start feeling icky, upset, for no reason that you can think of, say, well, where did this come from? Where did I get it? Who did I last talk to? Where was I? When did this come on? And here's some little tricks I use. When I was married once, way back in time, I started taking 3 showers a day. Didn't know why at the time, but now I understand that water gets a lot of negativity off you. You can't take 3 showers a day, especially as you get older and you shrivel up, but what you do is wash your hands a lot. You know, don't become obsessive, but if you can wash your hands, your face, that will help. You know, run in and do that whenever you start feeling funny. And also, I keep a lot of plants around me, growing plants. I keep fresh flowers in vases, and I often I keep them next to me when I'm working, and I also carry them around the house with me sometimes just for their essence. I also personally, and I know everybody can't do this, but I have lived in places where the walls were the same, you know, condos and whatever, and people's thoughts and feelings and what's going on in their lives goes right through, right into you. Oh, my gosh, that's pretty bad, you know. Yeah, put a line of plants up there or do something, religious metals, whatever you believe in. I live now on 1.25 acres with trees all around and bushes. I really can't see my neighbors. They can't see me. And they protect me, you know. And I go outside a lot. You need to go outside a lot. You need to be in the sun. Because the sun, I remember reading years ago, the sun heals holes in the etheric coating around our bodies. You need to sit on the ground, on the dirt, on the grass. I will lie out in my stomach for a while, flip over onto my back, and then hug trees. Hug trees because they have a lot of energy in them. Bismarck, a famous general way back centuries ago, after big battles, he would hug trees for an hour to get his energy back. Mm-hmm. So you got to always be on the alert. Try and stay grounded. Like I was talking to Celeste in the last call, I'm saying keep your feet on the ground. Stay grounded. And if you can, stay away from sappers and people who zap you. You know, stop being polite and tactful. Run.
I know. How's that's
that?
Right.
You always have to be alert. Keep your sword up. Always watching. And you have to watch
indeed.
Your own self, too, because it's real easy to go down the old trippy path into the bad thoughts, what if, oh, the worry. You know, it's all, look around the world now. It's all worry and upset and concern, and everybody's just in a terrible state. You know, you got to remove yourself from that. I watch the news, but I watch it real quick. I read the paper, but I read it fast. And I try not to get sucked into everybody else's fears and terrors.
I know that's right. The number is 347-426-3346. I don't know why I'm even giving that number because we're packed already. So let's go to AJ. But I love what you said, Venus. You're basically telling people, use the elements that are already here already. There's free, the plants, the tree, and the sun, the water. We already have it, the elements of life. We're already protected. We just have to be aware and conscious. So that's quite simple. Let's go to AJ. AJ's calling from Seattle. Hello, AJ.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hi, AJ. Nice to meet you. How old are you? What color is your hair? What do you do for a living?
Brown hair, blue eyes. What was the other question? Oh, 44, and I'm a teacher and an artist.
Oh, great. I love artists. You know, I love creative people. So what's your question?
Got two little questions. I do intuitive art and mandalas, and I'm just wondering if I create some tarot cards or something like that, if it would be successful.
Okay.
And then my other question is kind of personal.
Okay. So you want me to start with the impersonal one first?
Sure.
Okay. We'll just warm you up with the impersonal, right? Okay.
Okay.
All right, and let me see. I'm going to go to AJ, and you said Seattle, was that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming into your head now. AJ, into your head. There you are. Okay, I'm just feeling you now. You have a nice energy. You sort of go this way and that way. You're thinking of this thing or that thing. It seems like there's other things you want to do that maybe you haven't mentioned to me, this thing or that thing. Is that right? What am I feeling, this thing or that thing? You're turning in two different directions. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, I'm kind of ADHD.
Oh! Okay, maybe that's it. I love it. All right, let's see if we can get you one-pointed here for a few minutes at least.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at your question then. Let's forget what's going on in your head. Let's look at the question. Okay, tarot cards. If you did tarot cards, would they make you money? Would they be saleable? Let's see. I think they'd be beautiful. I think they'd be very nice. There's something different about them. I see like a lot of intricate energy in them. There's either line work and color, a lot of line work, or it's this intricate energy that follows lines, one or both of the, I think that they would sell, but maybe not as wildly as you would hope because there's a lot of them out there. You would have to make a market for them. It would take work, but they're gorgeous.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
That's the answer I can tell you there. What's the personal question? I'm excited about hearing
about
your personal life.
Well, growing up, there was a couple that lived next to us who basically they kind of raised us because we were kind of the, I don't know, whatever, I can't remember what it's called, but basically our parents worked, so we...
Latchkey kids,
yes. Yeah, so basically she did a lot of the raising since I was four. She's in her mid-80s now, and for some reason, she won't talk to me anymore.
I know, I was getting that. I guess I was reading your mind.
And I don't know what I've done.
What came to me before you even asked the question was that she's not mentally the same as she used to be.
Yeah.
She's losing some faculties, but let me go and check just to make sure, okay? That's what I got. What's her first name?
LaVon.
LaVon, and where does she live?
She lives in the San Diego area now.
Okay, LaVon, and okay, let me go to LaVon. How long has this been going on?
Kind of been distant ever since she moved down with her son to California.
How long ago?
Gosh, it's probably been at least 5 years.
Okay, let me go. Okay, LaVon in San Diego. Okay, yes. give me your name again. I just lost it. AJ. Right?
Levon. Oh, yeah, AJ. But back then, when I was younger, I was called Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. Okay, that'll help. Okay, yeah. Levon, may I come and talk to you? I'm a friend of Jimmy's. Jimmy, you used to take care of Jimmy when he was little. You helped him grow up. You're like a mother to Jimmy. Can I talk to you, please, Levon? There's something in the way. It's like when I go into her head, I get this ball-like feeling. Like there's some kind of ball in her head.
Hmm.
Whatever that means. Something in there. Something not quite right. It could be something physical, or it could be something that's just not. I'm going to try and go behind this. Levon. Jimmy. Do you remember Jimmy? Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. I just get a sense that what I said, things aren't quite right in there anymore. Okay, but when I get back in time here, how do you feel about Jimmy? Let's go into a deeper part of yourself that's not affected by whatever this other thing is. How do you feel about Jimmy? I felt like she loves Jimmy. You know, she does feel like your mother in some ways, and she tried to do her best and do right by you. Okay, I'm just going to pull out. It's not real comfortable in there. And just say to you, don't take this personally.
Okay.
Her reasonable self, her loving self, the one you know and remember, she loves you. She did the best she could. She did used to feel angry at your parents sometimes that they weren't taking good enough care of all of you. That bothered
yeah.
her. And so she tried
yeah.
to... She tried to do extra things for you. I don't know, she made cookies or she did extra things. Tried to,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so she's still there. That woman you know is still there. But this other thing, whatever it is in the way, it means nothing to you. And when she passes, you know, that will go away and she'll be right back with you. Okay, so just love her. Love her from afar. Send her love, all right? She loves you.
Okay.
Thank you, AJ.
Bye.
Appreciate
all right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Woo. Ooh, you're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Life Coach Ade and my guest, medium, spiritual counselor, artist, radio host, and mojo queen, Venus Andridge. We're taking your calls. Let's go to Suzanne from Long Island.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. You're from Long Island, New York. Is that right?
Yes. I'm
okay.
50. I have brown hair with blonde highlights.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else.
You're 50, you said?
Yes.
And do you work? What do you do?
I'm looking for a job as a teacher aide. I had one until June, and I was wondering if you see me getting one. I'm starting out as a lunch monitor, subbing and stuff. Do you see me getting one? Just put my resume out today.
Okay,
I
Yvonne.
Mean,
Yvonne, right? Your name is Yvonne, is that right?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, where did I get Yvonne? Do you know an Yvonne?
No.
On the other side or anything?
No.
Sometimes when names just drop in, there are people around you or on the other side trying to help you. Just keep it in mind. You know, it just came out of nowhere. Okay, Suzanne. All right, let me look at you, darling. All right. What I want to do with you, what they're telling me to do, is to work on some energy for you to get the job that you want or something better. You're in the energy. What I want to do is pull it together so the people around you get the thought that you would be great for this job, that you need to be promoted, that they want you to stay there. We're working on this as I'm speaking, okay? We're putting this energy all around you. It's going around like this. Woo, 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 boo, right through you. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, that was kind of, the energy is sort of woo, woo. I'm drawing it through the air, wavy sort of, for Suzanne. Suzanne, lunch monitor to teacher's aide. You wanted to go what? You wanted to be teacher's aide or you wanted to go where? To be what? I'm sorry.
Teacher aide, a teacher assistant, but I'm subbing.
Okay.
They haven't even called me yet to sub because school just started, and I just put an application in for teacher aide at a school. I just put it in the mail today.
You know, I feel like you're going to get some work. It may be that. I just saw when you said that, I saw a big splotch of gold land on your application, let's say. So I feel like things are going to work out for you. Be of cheery heart. Cheer up. Be happy. Move forward. Do your work with every ounce of goodness and good work that you can. Do the very best that you can, and you're going to be noticed, okay? Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, but I keep hearing them say, be cheery, smile a lot, be friendly, you know, have a really good attitude, so they'll want you with them, okay?
Now, real quick, can I ask about my boyfriend, the relationship? Do you see it going anywhere?
Well, let me ask you a few questions. We need we need his first name, his age, what does he do for a living, and are you living together or just dating?
Dating. Okay. His name is Sean, brown hair, mm-hmm. hazel eyes, he's 43, and he drives a cement truck.
Did you say he's alive?
He's 43, and he drives
a cement truck. I thought I heard you say he's alive.
Just sounded like that. Good,
oh
that's
gosh.
Good.
I was going to say, well, you know, it's easier to have a boyfriend if he's alive, but you know, whatever you want to do is fine with me. So he drives a dump truck, did you say?
No, cement truck.
Cement truck. I got sort of thrown off the track there when you said he was alive. Okay.
83 brown hair, hazel eyes. And cement truck.
Hazel eyes.
Hazel
that's
eyes.
What it was.
That's
hazel
it.
Eyes. Okay. Got it. Thank you, darling. Let me go look. Okay. How long have you been dating him?
Just since May.
May, June, July. Okay.
About 4 months.
Okay. Sean with the hazel eyes. And who's alive, driving a cement truck. Sean. Okay, here he is. Sean, I'm a friend of Suzanne's. May I talk to you, please? How do you feel about her? What's going on in your mind about her? Everything in his mind, he feels everything's okay. He says, why are you asking? Is there something you wanted to ask him in particular?
Why he doesn't call as much or act as interested or, I don't know.
Okay, let me see why. She says you don't call as much. You don't act as interested. What's that all about? He says, well, I'm busy. Okay, let me just check him out. Let me check him out on my own here because he's not giving me too much. All right, what's with this guy? Has he lost interest in her? What else is happening? You know, I feel like this is his personality. I'm not sure he has a lot to give. I'm not sure there's a whole lot there. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
So, well, maybe you saw the best of him in the first few months. And he gave the best that he had, and now there's not a whole lot more to give, not more ability to interact with you or to take it farther or to be more what you want. I don't know how to explain it I don't know how to explain it better than that, but I think maybe he just can't take things any farther. It wouldn't be you. It wouldn't be personal. It's him. I just think, don't pester him, don't ask him, don't badger him. If you can go out on other dates or pretend you are, whatever, great, and let him do whatever he's going to do. I just don't feel like he has a lot to give. I don't know how else to say it. I'm sorry. Let's give
That's
you a little
right.
love.
And do you see me ever getting residential custody back on my son, Tom Nicholas?
Well, Susan, sorry to interrupt. We've got to take another call. We just got to move on because time is moving fast. Sorry about that. But
All right, darling. I'm sending you good wishes. There you go. Bam.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, Suzanne. Okay, let's take a question from the chat room. We're going to then take another call, and then everybody will get a general mojo if we don't get to you. So, Venus, here's a question from the chat room. Somebody in the chat room is asking a question about their friend. The question is, I have a friend named Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, who is 18, and she has a boyfriend named Habib, H-A-B-I-B, who is 43.
Whoa.
Her mother... No, that's right. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Her mother and sister are having a tough time with this. She's now pregnant with his child.
Mm.
Is there anything that you get from this situation?
I don't like it.
I know, that's right. Carrie's brain hasn't even fully developed yet. She's 18. She's still got 4 or 5 years to go. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
well, basically, I don't like it, but what's happened has happened, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, so we can't say stop it because it's already in progress. My sense is with the 18-year-old Carrie, I believe, is she has a lot to learn. She's going to go through a lot. This is just something that she wanted to experience. Like the beings say to me that God is, we're all God having experiences, and God loves all experiences. Nothing is good and nothing is bad. She's going to have a very interesting experience here that she's chosen for herself. And, you know, you just got to let it play itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about all I can say without talking to the people in person. That's what I get.
That's right. let it play out. And those of you that care about Carrie, be there to love her and support her, because she's going to need the love.
Hold her hand.
Yes,
she's going to learn a lot. She's going to know a lot before this is through.
And while she's learning a lot and you're loving her, she will teach you how to be unconditionally loving. It's a co-creative
exactly.
experience.
Ooh, that's a good way to look at it, yes.
That's going
to
turn out good.
Yeah,
okay, let's take a call. Let's go to Glenda, Nick Glenda from New York. Hey, Glenda.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, Glenda. What can I do for you?
Oh, I got to tell you my hair color and all that. Okay. Yeah. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I have black hair. I guess off black here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know anything else?
How old are you? Are you working?
Oh, yeah. 51. I'm working. I work for airlines, and I'm also finishing up a graduate degree in education.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Okay. I'm in the process, like right now, of applying for this job, and I want to know, you know, the energy about it. No,
what really. Job is it? What is the job?
It's a job developing curriculum for, they call it a fresh prep master curriculum. They're mixing hip-hop with New York State standard curriculum, and I'm excited about that because that's what my major is, curriculum and instruction, and I'm very creative and
What kind of job is this? I mean, would you be a teacher or what of this?
No, I would be designing the curriculum for the teachers to teach. The teachers, helping, the, you know, like professional development, helping the teachers. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and your name again is Glenda, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Glenda, 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 I'm coming into your head, feeling you, Well, there's a lot of things you want to do in your life, even more than you've mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is just sort of a step-off point to other things. I think that you would be very good at this. I think you've got a real shot at it. But whether you get it or not, I think you're going to be leaping into something else, too, that maybe it's a jumping-off point from this. So they're telling me to just keep moving ahead, keep going. You've got the energy and the wherewithal to do this. It looks good. Just go for it.
Okay.
You're going to be fine. It's short and sweet for you. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
All righty. Bye.
Great, great, great. Let's go to, let me scroll up here. Let's go to, who's the next caller? Ooh, so much going on here. Let's try this first. And let's go to Tamara. Tamara got a question about health. Go ahead, Tamara.
Tamara?
Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Tamara.
Hey.
Hi. I just turned the speakerphone off. That'll help. I am, how old am I? 52.
Yeah.
And I have red hair with blonde highlights.
Wow.
And my question has to do with I've had a lot of chronic illness in my life. And I've had a couple diagnoses, and I've done a lot of Western and Eastern treatments with minimal positive effects.
Yeah.
And the last 3 months, it's been much worse, the fatigue and exhaustion, and I just wondered if there's anything new going on or what I can do.
Your symptoms are fatigue, exhaustion, what else?
Headaches, sleep problems, I don't know if I have a weak immune system, but I get sick a lot. I catch a lot of things.
Have you been tested for Lyme?
I have Lyme.
You do have Lyme?
That's the main diagnosis, yes.
Well, that's what I'm picking up on, so that would explain all this.
Yes,
so,
and I've done a lot of treatments for it, antibiotics and all kinds of alternative things, and I reached the point where the side effects and the process of treating it became so unbearable and unmanageable that I had to stop.
Got it.
So yes. I feel,
it's
Lyme, very hard.
Lyme is a very difficult disease, and more people are getting it or have it, and doctors, some of them, are finally coming around to understanding it. But so far, there's no known surefire cure for it unless you catch it early, right? You probably
right.
More,
or if you can go through all these rough treatments, some people can and get a
uh-huh.
lot of improvement. But my body has said that's
yeah.
it.
Okay, so what is your question to me then? I forgot.
Is there anything else going on? Because the last 3 months have been really severe. And secondly, what can I do? What I kind of look at other treatments, other supplements, and I feel
yeah.
a lot of despair because I
yeah.
spent so much money and I don't know
yeah.
which way to go at this point.
I'm just listening to the beings here. What they're saying is they're sending you a lot of energy and they're sending you a specialized doctor in spirit form who's going to be with you.
Okay.
Who's going to be helping you and directing you into other avenues. I wouldn't be surprised if some other things don't open up or you find some things that you haven't heard about before that help you. But they
okay.
just want you to know that you have your own private doctor with you now.
Okay.
And they're sending you a lot of good energy. Woo! Bam! Woo! Bam! Of all kinds. Bam! Woo! Bam!
Thank you. And is that all? Is that? Thank you, dear. I felt it. Is that just what's going on the last 3 months as the Lyme has revved up?
I feel it's just a cascade of all the things you've had to endure. That's why they gave you your own private doctor here to
okay.
help you through this. So
okay.
what I would do if I were you is just know you have him, talk
okay.
to him, it feels like a he, and ask
okay.
to be led to different things. Keep your mind open. Keep looking. I always feel there's answers to everything. They just have to be found or brought to us. You know, and you certainly deserve it. You've suffered enough.
Yes,
bam!
I would agree with that.
You've suffered enough. Bam. you've experienced that one long enough. All right.
Yes.
I'll be thinking
yes,
good thoughts for you.
Is there a name or
no,
does it help?
I never
no,
even asked for a name.
It. Okay.
No, just call him
just
doctor.
Feel
that
him.
Would be good enough.
Thank you.
They
okay.
don't need name. They know who you are. You know who they are. It's all connected
all right.
to your soul.
Right.
It's already
all
done.
One.
We're it's away. Already done. One last call. Let's go to area code 562. Let's try that again. There we go. 562 area code. What's your name? Hello.
Kathleen.
Okay.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good.
What would you like me to look at? I need those few facts there.
I'm 5'7". I have brown hair with brownish reddish hair.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you need to know, or more?
How old are you, and what kind of job do you do if you work?
I'm 47, and I work in sales and marketing.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
That's kind of what I want to know. Am I going to stay in this, or should I go in another direction? And where am
okay.
I going to be living?
Oh, and then, when will I be
and
hi,
so let me well, squeeze it all in one question.
Let's just see what we get because I know we're running out of time here.
Yes.
Okay, Kathleen, what kind of sales and marketing are you in right now? What do you sell or market?
I work for a brokerage for PepsiCo.
PepsiCo? Okay.
Yes, groceries.
Kathleen. I'm going to go into your head here. What do you want to tell Kathleen? She's asked a question, but what do you want to tell her? Okay, about her work or whatever. I have a sense you may stay where you are for a while longer. While you're looking around, there's nothing. Things haven't really gelled out there yet. Maybe things you're looking at just haven't gelled somehow or haven't snapped quite together yet. You may even. I see you going upwards. You may take a step up where you are, or you may be doing something totally different on the side that you will really enjoy. Have you been thinking of something that you really want to do that you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, I've applied to teaching jobs overseas.
Ah, okay. Well, if
and the other option is taking a promotion with the company I'm at.
Oh, well, that was the step up I saw there.
Yeah.
This other thing, something you really want to do, and something taking a little bit of time. So, okay, I think if we bring this all together, they say stay where you are for the moment. And when this other thing comes through for you that you want to do, like the overseas teaching or whatever, then hop for it, unless you want to get promoted where you are. So it's a choice. Your choice.
Just come down to straight. Okay.
So, yeah, we have choices in this world. You know what? The beings don't tend to make choices for us. Sometimes I hop in and say what I would do, but and if I were in your shoes, I would wait and see who offers what, and then I would make a choice. I would go with what kind of thrill I get in my heart about each one or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can I ask about my love life? Or do we not have that much time?
I don't know.
No, we don't. Actually, we don't. We've got to wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kathleen. But you
bye-bye.
Can always go to Venus' website. God is always happy for you to ask any questions that you want. And she hosts her own show as well. But thank you, Venus. Thank you. That's the last call. Unfortunately, we can't get to other people. But Venus, can you just leave everybody, especially the ones that we didn't get to their call, just shower them with some mojo so they could know
sure.
and receive it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this will go to everybody, callers, listeners. If even in the archive show, you're still going to get it. Okay, let me ask the beings what they want to send out to, excuse me, everybody here. What do you want to send today? Oh, peace of mind and calm down. Stop worrying. Everybody's so worried out there about money and jobs and the economy and all the stuff that's happening all over the world. Woo, 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 woo. Stop it. Woo, woo, woo. Bam, bam, bam. We're just destroying all that negativity. Bam, you feel good. You feel wonderful. Wow, everything is good. Yes, you are special. Bam, 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 bam. How's that?
How's that? Well, I'm aligned. I'm mojoed.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? During this show, there were times that I got so dizzy, I almost fell off my chair.
Wow.
With all the energies roaring through today. I'm glad
yes.
I can stop here and get my mind back. Such as it is, right?
Oh, my God, yes. I'm feeling it. I mean, I've got three screens here, and I'm so glad I have three screens. I'm grateful. But I want to thank you so much from the depth of my heart, Venus, for the work you're doing, for the healing and the support, and just for your love and your down-to-earth personality, you know. It's time to just chill and relax. I love your website address, God is always happy. If we can just remember that God is always happy, so we need to forget that God is going to punish us, that God is doing something to us. God is always happy. And anybody, if you can't get that concept, think of somebody who's happy. Well, the only thing they can do is make you more happy. So if you want to find out more about Venus, go to her website, godisalwayshappy.com. You can find out about her book, The Mojo. You can get your personal mojos. You can find out about her radio show on Contact Talk Radio. Lots of information on there. That woman does it. She does it all. Anything else you want to share, add, or anything that you're feeling before we release you, Venus?
Release me. No, no, just that I had a wonderful time. All your callers are great people. You have a fabulous show, and I've certainly enjoyed you, too.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for being the light that you are. Yes, indeed. What a show. Make sure you're back here tomorrow for Ask Life Coach Ade. Tomorrow's topic is, will you still love me when you meet the real me? It's all about authenticity, exposure, vulnerability. How much do you really love me? Can we all come together? Well, we're getting ready to release the show. I want to thank all of you that called in, those of you in the chat room and the questions. I invite you to listen again. I really do. Even though if you didn't get your questions answered or you answered, asked, you got the answers right there. But, you know, all the shows are archived. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio fan page is right up there. There's a Ask Life Coach Ade page to ask your questions. There's a page, my personal page, Ademola Anifowoshe, that's there. And you can go to my other website, AskLifeCoachAde.com. AskLifeCoachAde.com. Thank you for your light, your energy, and continue to be the change you want to see. Be an example of love because you are love, no matter what is going on. We're getting this seed. We need to play something. Let me just do some jingles and I'll find a nice song to play for everybody so we can just embody all that we've experienced today.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes. How do you make it happen? You be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, yes, yes. Remember, no matter what, where you are, God is. All is truly well. I'm going to release you with this song. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Make sure you join us again tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Spiritual Tag Team takes place the first and second Wednesday of the month with myself, Life Coach Ade, and Psychic Betty Pegues. If you want to find out more about Betty, you can go to her website, bettypegues.wibbly.com. Betty Pegues, P-E-G-U-E dot Wibbly, that's W-E-B-L-Y.com. You can find out more about her. And I'm tomorrow's Ask Life Coach Ade. Well, be loved, be grateful, and know that you are always in the land of I Am. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can find out more about her by going to We Let It Be. You are here to be the light in the land of I Am. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the land of I am. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
If I am you and you are me, then let's explore the unity. The harmony never conceived before. So sure, doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality. Too small to contain, too small to restrain. A content too infinite to define. Too magnificent to confine, too perfect to refine, too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention, a new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity, the responsibility to dare to care for one another? No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia. That has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at a beat so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. And with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to someplace I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine. Remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you,
okay. and you or me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fate, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference. Can't wait to feel what I should or release what I could have done. Don't sing me no blues. Bombard me with the news, for I refuse to be jaded, persuaded into defiling our oneness through condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. If I am you, and you are me, then where is the unity, the harmony, the dignity? Alive, available today for all to be.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.